Hey everyone, welcome back to New York Girl Talk. I'm here alone on this Wednesday night. Rachel is unfortunately unable to join me right now. She has some pretty big things happening in her life and it's been a little chaotic, but eventually she'll be back to explain all of that and join us again. But for now, I think I'll give you guys a little update on my life. Second semester of senior year started. And honestly, it's been weird. I feel like it's like fluctuated a lot TBH. Like I really enjoyed my school break, and for those of you who don't know, I was taking all dual enrollment college classes. So I did end up getting like 5 weeks off, which was great. I felt like I had a good mix of like socializing with people, like 'cause I had like our cousin came to visit and then my sister came to visit and we did a lot of things. I saw some friends. I went to New Orleans and I'd never been there before, so it was really fun. And it's really funny, it actually feels like a totally different country. Yet it's so different from Houston. Either way. And then the last week of break I actually had some time alone and I think that was good to just kind of like process everything and really just be ready for school. School started last week and honestly I feel like I was not mentally ready, I think. Like no one talks about how weird second semester is. Well, I guess people do talk about it, but like I just personally was not prepared. It feels like a mix of like excitement and wonder and anxiety and feeling like it's like a nerve-wracking feeling because you're waiting on these college decisions, but then I'm also like really excited for the summer, so part of me is like, oh, I don't even care like what happens. And it's a lot happening. There's a lot of nervousness. And I think the other thing was feeling demotivated and just totally like lazy. And I will say, last week was kind of a slow week because school had just started, and like, I don't know, all my professors were just trying to figure out what was happening. And so I didn't have a lot of things to do at all. So I just kind of chilled, I vibed. I started Grey's Anatomy, and I'm currently binging it. Very good show, at least the first couple of seasons. And I've been reading. I've been sleeping a lot, which I think has made me feel more healthy. And then this week I think has been a little bit more has kind of pushed me more into the mode. I have applied to many more summer research internships, which I'm hoping that I'll get something for the summer, but if not, I think it'll be okay too because I do have a backup. But it was so funny. I was talking to Rachel about how like this is the first time where like I'm not actually stressed out about the summer. Like we have a lot of family weddings and different things happening that I'm excited for, and like because I'll be graduated, like I won't feel the pressure of needing to do something during the summer to like get something on my resume. But I still apply to things because I know that like I'm the type of person who likes to stay busy. So even if I go to a program for like 7 or 8 weeks and spend the rest of the summer like with my family, I think I'll feel super fulfilled. Like I still kind of want to make the most of my time. So yeah, there is that. I think there's a certain peace that comes along with knowing that you did everything, you sent in all those applications, and whatever happens, happens now. So honestly, I'm excited. This semester I'm also taking criminology, which is such an interesting class. I really, really like it. And I've been lucky enough to have a lot of great professors, except for my one statistics professor who has not posted like any sort of announcement whatsoever and just gave us a syllabus. And if Fernando, if you are listening, thank you so much for being my rock in that situation because both of us were just like, hello, where is this professor? Like, what is happening? But again, I mean, that's one thing where I'm like, hey, if you are meant to teach this class, you will. If you're not, we will just do the best we can with this syllabus and, we'll handle it. We'll do it. So yeah, I mean, I think second semester senior is like low key so bittersweet because I'm excited to be done, and I'm also like, whoa, 4 years just went by and here I am, and that is so weird. And Rachel and I were actually just a couple days ago, we were reminiscing on like some old pictures of like when I was a freshman, and I think at that time she was a sophomore, and we were like, gosh, we were so tiny and we didn't even know that we would grow so much, and that's so crazy. But today I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about like how I've gotten out of my slump, and one of those things is reading. I think reading gives me so much of a high, I feel like, when I have a good book. And so yesterday, actually, I had a book due. I won't say which book, 'cause it's kind of a different story. But I had a book due, and I ended up having to go like return it, and it was like 8 o'clock at night. And I'm like in the library, and I'm like, geez, like I kind of want to read something. And one of my friends had suggested to read Normal People by Sally Rooney, and I had heard of it before, but I didn't actually like. No one had personally recommended it to me, but it just so happened that my library had the book. And this is like monumental because for some reason my library does not have that many books. Like, I guess it's not that big of a library. The library system is really big. And so I often just use my library to like submit requests and have like the books that I want sent to my library, and then I'll just go pick them up. But it was monumental. They had this book, and I was like, okay, great. Like, I'm gonna take it home, I'm gonna read it. And when I tell you, this book is the most, like, I don't even know, the most powerful thing that I've read in a long time. And it touches upon a lot of topics, but I think there are a couple that I kind of wanted to talk about. If you have not read this book, you really, really should. And I think you should read it before watching the TV show, I will say that. But I'm just gonna kind of give an overview and not give any spoilers, but yeah, this book is incredible. And I think a really key part of this book is that it's called Normal People. I think it's one of the best books because of how mundane it is. Like, the characters don't lack depth, but they're actually just normal people. And it has an interesting style, I will say. It's about the really, really real and natural relationship between two people who have a range of insecurities and a really, really intense trauma. And so the style lacks quotation marks, and I think it's really an artistic choice that was a pretty tasteful one, because this book was like kind of centered around the miscommunication trope and how there's so much that can't be said between two people who are just hurting so bad. And it's really meant to be realistic. So the fact that the book like really lacked those quotation marks said a lot about how their thoughts were like intertwined with what they were saying. And that's because I was telling my friend, like, your thoughts are going a million miles an hour when you're having anxiety, and like that doesn't just stop when you're having a conversation with someone else. And a lot of times that can affect intimacy between two people. And like in a relationship, when you have that much anxiety about your trauma, about your insecurities, whatever is driving that, like it doesn't just stop just because you're having a conversation with someone. So I felt like that was a really nice choice. But the book really, it follows these two people, and it does a wonderful job of exploring how difficult it can be to navigate like various relationships as a result of someone's mental health and someone's class. And like social class. And it's, I don't even know. It's, for me, it was the type of book that I could not put down. And it was so incredibly written because it felt so real. Like, I talked about the lack of quotation marks, that's one thing. But Sally Rooney does this really great thing in terms of like kind of dissecting their brains and like really just totally analyzing what it is that they're thinking about, what it is that they're feeling in these simple interactions. And that's what, like, you feel it feels so relatable because these are normal people and they're feeling normal things, but she sheds light on their feelings and their insecurities and like just the emotional nature of their lives that it feels like 10 times greater and it feels 10 times more powerful. And so I will say that the entire book has such a personal, intimate, emotional voice that like literally made me read all night long. And when I tell you I was sitting here at 3 in the morning tearing up because of certain things in the book that really, really hit home, I was like shocked. But one thing that I did want to talk about was how I think one of the really, really key themes in the book is how your trauma and your insecurities really affect intimacy with other people, whether that is romantic or platonic. And just the fact that miscommunication plays a really big role in that, and I think there's a lot of stigma around not talking about, or sorry, there is a lot of stigma around talking about your feelings. And I think one thing that I've really realized in the past couple of years, like throughout high school, is that communication is literally what builds intimacy. And like, yeah, there's a lot of things that help build that, but one of the really big things is communication. Like when you meet someone, or when I meet someone, and they are not afraid of talking because they're not afraid of what anyone thinks, which leads them to talk about their insecurities or their personal problems in a sparing way. I think that is so, it's so like magnetic. And I tend to be like that as well, where I think it feels magnetic because you're connecting on that deeper level. And I will say, like, I realized the difference between like freshman year when I was making friends and I really just had all these friends because we saw each other all the time, or we were in the same classes, or we went to the same youth group. And then the pandemic hit, and then I stopped talking to a lot of people because we didn't see each other anymore and it wasn't working, and those people weren't great texters, or they weren't good at video calling or whatever. And I lost some of those friends, and it felt tragic at the time. But I realized much later, after making really meaningful friendships, that like it only is meaningful when you do have that level of communication that you don't have with all of your friends. And like that can vary from one friend to another, but it's like that deep connection that is so incredible because it builds intimacy and makes you create a bond, and it makes you love the other person, and you're doing that despite all your insecurities. And I think the book really reminded me about how like a lot of times your insecurities and your trauma can hold you back from loving another person or connecting with another person to some extent, but that doesn't mean you're completely incapable of it. And well, anyways, what I was saying about how some of the friendships that I have developed in recent years have been so much more impactful on me because we've had that really, really beautiful level of communication, and specifically communicating about our traumas and about our insecurities instead of just like what we have in common. And a lot of times you'll find that you have really some strong emotions in common with someone else, and that's what creates a bond, and that's what is so much more long-lasting than anything else in a friendship, I think. And obviously that's paired well with like effort and love and, you know, just being able to listen to each other. But I thought that that book was so, so powerful, and I thought that the themes really came out in such a colorful way, and there are very few books that feel so invigorating and so encapsulating. I felt like I had to share, but definitely safe to say that that is going on one of my favorite books list. But yeah, I'm really excited to read some other books by Sally Rooney. And I'm glad that this one was recommended to me. But I picked up some other books that kind of follow a similar theme. Like, I know that this book was kind of talk sorry, this book was kind of focused on the transactionary nature of love and how, like, just in relationships, we feel like there's a give and take, but a lot of times that can be like, I don't know how to explain this. It's like weird. I know I watched a video of Sally Rooney herself explaining it, so if you want, go search that up and she'll talk about it in a much better way. But like, it hit home when I was listening to it. Like, the fact that relationships feel like a transaction, and like, that's one of the things Marianne, the main character, or one of the main characters, like, struggles with. But yeah, I'm not gonna explain that too well, but I picked up some other books that kind of talk about like the capitalism of love. And I'm excited to read those. I also picked up Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved, by Kate Fowler. So maybe I'll come back and do like a little book review. But I will say, out of 5 stars, I give this one like a solid 4.5 because I think it would be 5 stars, but low key, there were some parts in the middle that like got a little bit dry, but it all builds up on one another, and I think it still like kind of speaks volumes that I was able to like read the whole thing in one sitting. And that's what I've been told by my friend who read this book as well, that it's very encapsulating. So, solid 4.5 out of 5. Closer to 5 out of 5 stars, but I'm very excited to read more of her literature and kind of excited because maybe we'll make this like a thing if I can get Rachel to read some books with me, and we can do like little book reviews. But yeah, this one, definitely don't sleep on this book recommendation, and please leave more in like the comments if you can. I was doing some research and it seems like there are a lot of books that are similar to this one in terms of the style, and just feeling like you're watching a movie when you're reading it. So, hope you all can go to another world with this book. But that's all I'm gonna talk about today. Thank you all for listening. Hopefully I'll be back next week. It's been a little bit weird and I hope you guys are bearing with me. I know even Rachel was like, "You should record something for the podcast." And I was like, "Girl, yes." But I will say, after this book, I was very inspired to like say something about it and talk because it is just so relevant to our own lives because it's about these ordinary people who just like have these feelings that are obviously so powerful and like just unexplainable, but she makes it explainable. But yeah, that's all I will say. Thank you all for listening and tune in next week. Bye, everyone.